A story now in Texas. Some legislative change. A restrictive abortion law goes into effect today, but there have been some last-minute changes. Hours before the new law was set to go into effect, a federal judge blocked a key part of the abortion law, handing a partial victory to abortion rights activists. In the decision, the judge ruled that the law could not require doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. What does this mean? Joining us now is Veronica Zaragovia, who's been covering this story for KUT Austin, Texas. Veronica, welcome back.
Thank you so much, John.
What did the judge do? And from the perspective of young women in or women of any age in Texas, what does this mean?
What the judge did is he permanently blocked the provision that would require abortion doctors to receive admitting privileges at nearby hospitals from where they perform abortions. And what that means is that the 36 abortion clinics in Texas will continue to provide the service.
And so the hospital admission rights situation is not a reason for disqualifying doctors who perform abortions in clinics. That's basically the import of this judge's decision.
Correct, because based on the Supreme Court ruling in 92 with Planned Parenthood versus Casey, a state can't put an undue burden on a woman who is seeking an abortion. And hospitals aren't very keen. This is, you know, the argument that the plaintiffs made. Hospitals don't easily grant these privileges to people who don't, to doctors who don't bring a lot of clients. Abortion procedures don't cause a lot of hospital admissions. And so it would have forced these clinics to lose a lot of their staff and possibly close doors.
Well, it's a matter where the legislature is weighing into policy decisions that medical institutions might prefer to make on their own. There's another provision that the judge upheld in this case that, again, is a law trying to determine a protocol for doctors. Describe this drug protocol that also is affected by this decision.
So this provision requires doctors to follow the FDA regimen, which requires a higher dosage than what's accepted, what many doctors do. And it also requires the patient to take the second dosage in the presence of the physician. What plaintiffs argue is that that causes a woman in Texas to make up to 4 visits to an abortion clinic because of a previous law in Texas, the sonogram law, where you also have to make 2 visits because of that. So the judge found, however, that following FDA protocol doesn't cause an undue burden to a woman seeking an abortion because she can choose to have a surgical abortion. That's effective today.
So the net effect of this law is to really increase the difficulty, the number of trips that are required to the doctor, and whether the judge believes that FDA requirement is valid or not. The intent of this law is to make it harder for women to get abortions in Texas, and in that, at least in this particular drug protocol, they've succeeded. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. With that provision, they have succeeded. The plaintiffs are concerned, and they say they're monitoring how this will play out. However, the state is not content with the judge's decision regarding the hospital admission privilege, and they filed an emergency stay with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. And so we'll have to see if that emergency stay is granted, and that means that they will block the judge's decision on that provision.
Mm. Well, waiting for the courts to rule once again. Veronica Zaragovia covering the story of the abortion law in Texas for KUT Austin. Veronica, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.